Good morning, this is Reverend Leslie here for your audio service for North Nibley and the surrounding area. Really good to be with you. What an amazing week it has been. We're having amazing weather, really warm, so I hope you're all making sure that you are hydrated properly and that you're wearing your sun cream. So we are going to have an audio service reflecting on a reading from Matthew, and this is coming from Matthew chapter 6, and I'm going to read this to you from. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others, to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from the Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, but be honoured by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand's doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room and close the door and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. So here ends our reading from Scripture. Now, did you know that there are three central acts for a devout Jew, and they are prayer, fasting, and almsgiving? And of course, the reading that we've just heard is set in a time of Judaism where Christianity was yet to be a real thing. Jesus created that opportunity for Christianity to grow, but at that point, he was talking to Jews. The only fast-acting laid-down laws in Mosaic law, you know, the law from Moses, was that of the Day of Atonement. And that comes from the good old chapters of Leviticus. I'm sure that's a book that you read on a regular basis. But later in Judaism, the practice of regular fasting did become quite common. And the Gospel tells us that John the Baptist used to fast, and that, in fact, was maybe contrasted with Jesus, who, for all intents and purposes, he ate with sinners more than he did do anything else. For Christians, too, these acts are all very proper, especially in the Lenten season. And all three can be incorporated in some way into our lives on a daily basis: prayer and fasting and almsgiving. So let's start with prayer. And not just saying prayers each day. We think we might learn something about ways of prayers and different practices. There's all sorts of different ways of praying, meditation. And there is something called Lectio Divina. I don't know if you've come across this before. It's based on reading from Scripture. And it's a way of, you recite in a group, you recite the prayer, the piece of Scripture, each taking a verse and going in a round, maybe, and saying the words very slowly and precisely, and listening to each other as you say those words. And then at the end of the first reading, you just reflect on, well, what did that really mean to me? What is God saying to me? And then you say it all again, each of you saying a different verse, and you come to the end of the piece of scripture. And this time you reflect for a few moments and then maybe reflect on maybe one word or a phrase that actually comes to you out of the reading, maybe something that God is saying to you. And then you read it all through again, in around each person, reading a different section of that chapter, just like the chapter that we read this morning. And then at the end of this time, the third time, you finish, after a little bit of reflection, quiet reflection, you finish by sharing in the group what that particular piece of scripture has said to you. What has God spoken to you? And that's called Lectio Divina. Of course, there's all sorts of different ways of praying. Ignatian prayer is another one. And there are very simple methods of praying and more complex ones. They actually say that if we are to really be sitting with God, then we need to give a good 20 minutes a day. 20 minutes? That seems a lot, doesn't it? And for many of us, in a busy old day, maybe for others, it is more easy. But actually, how much time, for instance, do we sat in front of the telly or listening to the radio and or maybe playing a video game or something? 20 minutes really is a very small amount, especially if you split that into praying in the morning and praying in the evening, giving each space 10 minutes. And if we can do that in a small group, rather than just by ourselves sometimes, that can be really rewarding as well. And what about fasting? Well, I was on retreat a few weeks ago now, and I couldn't go away because we had some people coming to do some stuff on the house. And so I had to stay at home for my retreat. So actually, because the work that we were having done was to do with the garden, my retreat was retreating to a few garden centres to do stuff. But I also, as a sort of special, you know, support to myself, I decided to employ a nutritionist because I really struggle with losing weight and looking after myself in that way. And I'm a type 2 diabetic these days, sadly. So I wanted to find out how I could help myself to reduce the amount of sugar that I eat or consume and, look at how I was going to get that sorted. And actually, what I've managed to do is to turn not having treats into a sort of prayerful way of spending time with God. So it is like a fasting, especially in the evenings, the time when I would snack. I'm saying, well, actually, I don't need that snack because rather than eating, I'm going to spend that time with God. So fasting can come in all sorts of ways, and you'll have your own stories about how you have fasted, maybe in different ways in your own lives. And do not let's forget the other part of that reading, which was not forgetting to share something with those that are in need. It is easy to forgo this act of love. As Christians, we are encouraged to share our own good fortune with those much less able than ourselves. And we all know the story of the widow with the coin. One of the ways that, other than giving to charities, You can do that through the internet or choose particular charities that you want to give to. We can put money in tins, you know, sort of in shops and when people are out on the street shaking tins for different charities as well. And then we've got all the children in need things that go on the telly that we can help with. One of the ways that I find really helpful is when I'm doing my online food shopping with Morrison's, but it could be any charity, any supermarket, I should say. And they offer you the opportunity to, as you're scrolling down and buying the food, it says, would you like to give £5 or £10 to a charity that is about giving food to people. And then Morrison's, if you click on that, and you can click on £5, £10, £20, whatever, they will put that amount of money into a charity that is about buying food for those that have less. And I find that an amazingly easy and straightforward way of donating and giving. The gospel today emphasises the importance of doing all of these things, but doing them quietly and without ostentation. No one may even know that we are praying more, or sharing more, or doing without things. Once we draw attention to ourselves doing these things, they somehow lose their real purpose. We are doing these things because we want to become closer to God. So let us finish with a prayer for today. Lord Jesus, we ask that you are with us in our fasting and in our giving and in our praying. Allow us to be stronger and more able to be closer to you in these ways, and use these as opportunities to come closer to you. In Jesus' name, I pray. And finally, a blessing. Let us say the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you and with each other this day and always. Amen.